Part of the problem is that trying to see exactly how life as we know it operates is a problem. It's complicated enough, and therefore to try to understand life as we don't know it becomes even more complicated. Theoretically, you may have living systems that are based on a totally different kind of chemistry than we have, but it is hard at this point to see how that goes. In this regard, I was talking to a biochemist a few years back who said to me that, as far as he was concerned, he himself could not see how life could exist in any other way than the biochemistry that we have operating on Earth today. That is, one that's based on carbon and the ability of carbon to form long chains of complicated molecules, a la what Dr. Newman was speaking of. And I personally feel that if life exists, that is the way it's going to exist. It may sound like carbon chauvinism, but when you look at the chemistry of things, it's hard for me to see life existing in any other way. So in answer to that question, of course, God could create life forms using different kinds of chemistry. Whether he has or not, I don't know, but I tend to feel that life is based on this kind of chemistry. And therefore, I would say for life to exist elsewhere in the galaxy or the universe, you need Earth-like planets for it to exist on.
Coming at it from a different direction. The Bible, I think, would indicate there is other kind of life in existence. Whether it's in the universe or not depends on some definition of universe. But the biblical picture, I think, regarding angels and that sort of thing suggests there's some other kind of life. But suggests probably that kind of life is not exactly what we call chemical or such. But just how to characterize it beyond that's pretty far out of my depth. So